wash with deep clean. Sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Ladies, today, in the middle of all the controversy about new developments in washer products, the news about deep cleaning Oxidol is stirring up a lot of questions for women everywhere. Especially the big question of how to get those sparkling clean. The women are discovering that deep cleaning Oxidol washes out the gray dirt left enclosed by the leading washer suds, the leading shortcut suds. This fact was proved for them in an amazing demonstration. And one of the women present at this demonstration was Mrs. Don Phillips of Great Neck, Long Island. Here's what Mrs. Phillips thought.
Now, in this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean, because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you told me. So then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. This dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading short cut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Phillips. And ladies, here's something we'd like you to do. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and see for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And then, most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell clean, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, deep cleaning Oxidol is truly safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter, new-looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean. Sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now, for Ma Perkins. Well, Ma knows that the cousins did take Willie's and Evie's money for that investment scheme and that they lied to her about it. But then Cousin Sylvester and Cousin Ed did some quick and skillful further lying, which Ma may or may not believe. And now the cousins have a new scheme for not returning Willie's and Evie's money. So they told Ma they would return. Well, it's Ma and Willie rejoin now, about 5 o'clock in the late afternoon, as they get to Ma's house after the big showdown with the cousins. Have the cousins fooled Ma again?
Well, here we are home, Willie. Would you like to come in?
What time is it? No, I guess I better not, Ma. I better get home ready. Well, I can't thank you enough for what you've done, Ma. I mean, what you told the cousins.
Oh, that's all right, Willie. You still got no prospects for a job, Willie Sam? Nothing at all?
The one job I was counting on, boy, I had it right in the palm of my hand, and at the last minute, bang, it fell through. There's a job in Fort William, timekeeper with a construction gang. I'm going to see about it tomorrow.
You could come back to work for me, Willie, or Cecil. I realize that you'd have a long trip each day if you went to work for Cecil, but Cecil told me that he's got a job waiting if you ever want it.
I know that, Ma. Cecil's been a real pal, and so have you. If Evie would never stand for it, and the combination of a new job plus Evie raising the roof when I get home. No, thank you. I'd rather take less money and have a little peace and quiet. You know how Evie is, Ma.
I know how Evie is. Stop your stock deal with the curtains, Willie. Does Evie know how you plan to give back your stock so she gets your money out?
No, she don't know it yet. That's my job tonight, telling her. Boy, I certainly don't look forward to that. She's been counting on them profits. But like I always say, to make profits, you gotta have profits. Capital goes to capital. It's them who has who gets.
I wish I could help you speak to Evie. I would, Willie Sam, but everything's still not at me.
Yeah, I know that, Ma. It's okay. Like I say, I thank you for fixing it with the cousin, so I will get my money back. Maybe I'll even get a small profit. Didn't Cousin Sylvester say that maybe the stock's gone up since I bought it and maybe I can get a small profit?
No, I don't remember Cousin Sylvester saying nothing about a profit, Willie. You just be thankful, Sam, then, and if you get back, what you paid.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad I can't hold on long enough to make a big profit, but it's been my trouble all my life. No capture. Well, thanks again, though. Oh, there's Faye. Hi, Faye.
Oh, well, just one more thing, little friend.
Yeah.
If you should need anything until you find a job, will you please come to me?
Sure, I will, Ma. Thank you very much. But that money from Sylvester ought to see me through. Hi, Faye. You look cute.
Hi, Ma.
Hello, dear. I was just coming in. Well, call me up, Willie, about the job I need.
Okay, Ma. Sure. It's tomorrow, so I'll call you. How have you been, Faye?
Oh, fine. Thank you, Willie.
Yeah.
Goodbye. Come on, Willie. Did you talk to Sylvester that night? Get the staff. Go to Baker. I'll be tomorrow. Sylvester says that you'll get in touch with the man that really brought the staff down.
What? Well, he bought it from Sylvester, didn't he? I mean, wasn't it Sylvester who sold the stock to you?
And how did Sylvester explain those lies he told?
What he told me and what he told you,
denying that he took Willie's heavy's money.
How'd he get out of that?
No, dear, no. Sylvester says that he was only following instructions from this man Myers, his friend out there. You see, Sylvester and Ed got this friend out west, they say. The man with the mining company, Mr. Myers. He's the one who told Sylvester to keep it secret. Sylvester says that he write to this man Myers and try to get Willie's money back. It was Mr. Myers who sold the stock to Willie. Sylvester says.
And Sylvester is not swindling away in it?
Sylvester says not 1 cent of the money went to him himself.
And the lies. There weren't lies to deceive. Also, they were intended to. Oh, maybe to get it through.
You look up Sylvester says. Yes.
And everything that you and I were thinking yesterday in this morning, it's not true. Because he's only trying to help you. Really. Yes, how did he turn away? What's the matter, Ma? In words of one syllable, Ma, are the cousins thieves and swindlers, or are they not?
I don't know, sir.
But how does this know? Sylvester's asked me to marry him. Sylvester and Ed are working right there in your lumber yard. They've got all this money of Willie's and Eddie's. No, you say they don't have the money. They're giving it to this man, Myers. But just the same. Oh, Ma, we have to find out. Don't we have to find out, Ma?
Yes, sir. We have to find out. Let's just wait and see if Willie never gets her money back.
What? Oh. You mean, you're still not satisfied one way or the other, Ma?
My own cousin. I'll stay in my own cousin.
And now, our scene changes. We pass over the next few minutes and rejoin Willie. We know that the cousins have decided to work on Eddie to try to keep that money. Well, Willie is just entering his...
Eddie, where are you, dear? In the kitchen?
No, I don't have to be in the kitchen. Do I have to be in the kitchen?
Huh? What's the matter, Eddie? You got a toothache or something? You sound grouchy.
Yeah, I got a toothache, but it ain't my tooth. It's someplace else. Now, once and for all, and for the last time, Mr. Willie, just I'm not going to stand for it. You hear me? I just don't stand for it.
What's the matter? What did I do? Stand for what? I walk in the house, and before I can even ask what time supper is, I get my head taken off. What happened? What are you so sore about?
Well, can I tell you what time supper? For him, I'm just something blowing in the kitchen. I'm a the can opener. I'm a pot on the stove. Am I a human being? No. Am I a person? No.
Abby, now you stop that. Everything I say, you twist around until I... Well, I don't know what, but anyhow, I can't stand it. You want to go out for supper? Okay, let's go out for supper. You want supper to be late tonight? Okay, let supper be late tonight. But let's forget about supper. I ain't even hungry now. Who's biting you? What's the matter?
I don't even know. What's the matter?
They might be strike me dead this minute if I got the faintest conception.
You were not at the Peggy's Lumber Yard just 1 hour ago?
Huh? The Peggy's... Yeah? Oh, now, Eddie, that's silly. I had business at the Perkins Lumber Yard with Cousin Sylvester. I did not go to the Perkins Lumber Yard to get my old job back. And listen, Eddie, I wish you'd see your way clear to making up with Ma. Ma's been very nice to you and me, and I wish...
Ma's been very nice to you and me. Well, I happen to know how nice Ma's been to you and me. I happen to know everything. What you were doing at the Perkins Lumber Yard. And just a second, that I know too.
What? I don't even know what you mean.
You most certainly do know what I mean. Ma took up here. I know because Tuggy Sylvester came about 5 minutes ago. Tuggy Sylvester told me everything. I said, Tuggy, I've got to hear about a turn in the world. Now he's got to go back to this rich friend of his and say, Tuggy Fitz got a job at his shop. And why? Because my presence winds me around like a little finger.
My presence does not wind me around like a little finger. Nobody wants to be around. And Tuggy Sylvester's friend thinks the stock is so good, he should be glad to give us our money back. For heaven's sake, Eddie, I'm out of work. We need money. You want us to put a mortgage on the house again? You want us to sell the car? One or the other, Eddie. We mortgage the house and we sell the car. Or we sell back that stock. But we got to have money. We got $8 in cash, in case you're interested.
Really? Is that stock going to make profit?
Huh? I don't know if the stock is going to make profit. Sylvester says it's going to make profit,
you're
but it's going to happen.
All right, all right. And is the house going to give up a bit? Right at a time when we need profits to make?
Eddie. You mean you want us to keep the stock and mortgage the house? Oh, Eddie, Ma would never let us.
I'm tired of Ma would never let us. Ma's been running my whole life since I was born. Now listen to me. Listen to me. You must write over to Sylvester and you apologize, Mr. Willingham. We will not sell the stock. Understand that? We will not sell the stock. Sylvester seems just terrible. I think I said this is done for me and you, but I don't know.
Today, women everywhere are talking about, raving about deep cleaning Oscador, because deep cleaning Oscador reaches deep down into the fibers of clothes, pulls grimy dirt away, gives you a wash that's sparkling clean. You can see what this means when you wash clothes with Oscador. They're sparkling white and bright. You can feel clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell clothes are fresh and sweet. Yes, so look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oscador. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oscador at your dealers now in the same familiar Oscador pack. And so, once more, Eddie takes Sylvester's advice as well. And what's going to happen now? And Ma herself, Ma's still on the fence, isn't it? Well, a cousin had another wicked idea, and Evie falls. Tomorrow. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, to Oscador's own Ma Perkins with Virginia Fink. Ma Perkins is directed by Edwin Wood. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oscador.
Oscador is deep cleaning. Peace, 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 peace.